No doubt over the years I've preached this scripture many times, no doubt. But that's what's still there tonight. I ain't got no more sense than read it and try to bring some message from the Lord. I desire you to pray for me tonight. I've never seen the time. I've never been to the place. I didn't need the prayers of Christian people. I'm just a pilgrim trying to get home. Like you are. From day to day, we're trying to get home. And one day, the call is going to come ringing from the Port of Glory.
Yes,
that's right. We've seen loved ones leave this walk of life. And we believe with all of our heart they're waiting for us. I believe that.
That's right, brother.
They're saved. They're waiting for us. Amen. But we're on our journey. So, you bear with us now, Lord. I don't know which way to go, what to do. But, very, very familiar scripture. 10th chapter of the book of Romans. We're going to read just a little bit. The Apostle Paul said this, "Brethren, my heart's desire, I am praying to God, is that is for Israel, is that they might be saved.
Yes.
For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge.
Amen.
For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness, and have gone about to establish their own righteousness.
Yes.
Having not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law of righteousness. To everyone that believe. For Moses,
Describe.
The righteousness which is of the law, that it the man which doeth those things shall live by them.
Yes.
But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise, saying, not in thine heart,
right.
Who shall ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down.
Right.
From above.
Right.
Or who shall descend into the deep, that is to bring up Christ again from the dead. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee,
yes,
even in thy mouth,
right,
and in thine heart. That is the word of faith,
yes,
which we,
yes,
preach.
Amen.
That if thou shalt confess with thine mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved.
Amen.
For with the heart men believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confessing is made unto salvation. Now we're going to go to another place. If you want to go with us, let's go to Matthew 16 and 24. And Jesus come, and Jesus, then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross and follow me.
Amen.
For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. And whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it.
Amen.
That's all we're going to read for right now. But you know tonight, my heart's desire, I am praying to God, is that not only Israel will be saved, you will have loved ones saved, and you will have a great revival. Not just a great revival, But you'll have joy in your soul. The riffraff of the world, the danger, whatever that goes on. Tonight, you know, I remember tonight whenever the Lord called me out of darkness. I knew His marvelous light. I was lost and undone. I was a sinner man. I come to Jesus. I believe in on Him. I believed that He would save me. I believed that if I would confess to Him, I would be saved. I'll never forget the day, the night I walked the aisle for Christ. I began to confess my stinking sins to Him. I pray, Lord, would You save me? Forgive me of my sin. Boys, listen, you know that night I lost the life of sin and righteousness. I lost my life of sin that night, and I come home, I saved. I was a sinner, Lord. I didn't want to lose my life. I was enjoying a life, but I know it was taking me to the middle pits of hell.
Amen.
Right.
Boy, but then whenever I lost that life of sin, and I began to lean on Him, and He began to bless me. I was great joy. I knew that the evidence that God was with me, I was in my soul. My.
Bless you, Lord.
Hallelujah. You remember when you saved? I remember whenever you pray, Lord, I saved me. He said if you were to believe with your heart and confess with your mouth, He said you'll be saved.
Yes.
He went on to say,
glory to God.
Them that believeth in the Lord, I shall not be ashamed.
That's
we got a lot of people ashamed today to call themselves a Christian. You know what they do? They are going about to establish their own righteousness. I don't like the way the church goes. I don't like the way that mom and dad is. I listen. I go to church if I can do it my own way.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I will get saved, Lord, if I can do what I want to do.
Yeah.
I'll stay at home when I get ready. I go to church when I get ready. This is not the ways of God.
Now
listen, if you want to, I take inventory of what we do from day to day and look back on life. The Bible said, to whom shall we yield ourselves as servants to be? Your servant you are.
That's right.
Yep.
With the law of sin, the law of the Lord. The Lord, the law of the Lord, I will bring you together, and you'll enjoy, being together, but whenever you yield, your life, to the life of sin, you've already lost.
Come on, brother.
Yeah. We get back by the way of repentance.
Yes.
I listen. Somebody said, well, you know, I want it my way. I remember a man, one time in the Bible, this man, I no doubt he had authority. You remember Naaman? Had leper.
Yes, he did.
Yes, praise
God. Oh, listen, they ain't enough money. There wasn't enough money to heal his body. But there was a little maid. I said of Naaman, I would go down to the man of God. He had power. I was God.
Amen.
Oh, Naaman, talk all. I'm proud. I rode tall. I listen. Whenever he found his soul away, down to Elisha's house. Around and about away, he went down there. They said, go down to Elisha. He went down and knocked upon the door. Elisha sent out a messenger and to tell him what he ought to do.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, amen.
And the messengers went out there.
Praise God.
And said, you go down and dip yourself seven times. I in Jordan, and you'll come clean. I listen, he didn't want to go there. He didn't want to do that. He thought, the Bible said,
thank you, Jesus.
He said, I thought the man would come out and rub his hand over me, call on his God, and I would be all right. I listen, brother. I'm a messenger. The Lord said, He said to tell people, I trust in Him.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Listen.
Thank you, Jesus.
And they begin to talk to Naaman. If he'd have come out and have told you to do something great, something, I wouldn't have done it. He went away mad. He went away well. I ask people to do today. Whenever you testify in that under your loved ones, so often it makes them mad. As Naaman, he said, I thought. He said, our downfall, I thought. Rick, I thought you would preach tonight probably. Listen, it ain't my way. It's the ways of God.
Amen.
It ain't what I think about it. It's what this Holy Word says about it.
Amen.
Oh, don't you know? Whenever Naaman, I finally went down, and he dipped himself. Not six times, he still had the lepers.
Amen.
He was still eating.
Yep. That's right.
For the seventh time. When he come clean. Don't you know that I was working his way up to his own righteousness and not submitted it by himself under the righteousness of God. But the righteousness of God, I cleanse his body. I bless me in you tonight.
Amen.
Our bodies is filled with sin. But whenever the righteousness of God, I feel this old boy, I can come clean, and that with God.
Amen.
If we save our life, we lose it.
That's
amen.
Right.
Listen. So often, when I begin to take inventory of my life, I begin to realize that I need a closer walk, and that with the Lord, I begin to yield my body to the things I want to do instead of the things that God wants to do. Every once in a while I come short.
Good preaching.
Every once in a while I have to find me an old fashioned altar. I listen, the river of Jordan I may never see. Brother, I'll find me an old fashioned altar. And there he will cleanse my soul.
Amen.
Good
preaching.
Hallelujah.
Don't you know, whenever Naaman got home, all cleaned up. He looked like a man.
Yeah. That's right.
He had been with the righteousness of God.
Amen.
Amen, brother.
They had to do the things that the man said. Listen. The Lord, I've been saved 40 years. We need greater joy in our soul. We need greater joy. Just submit yourself under the righteousness of God and pray your way through. I believe Revelation said to be watchful in those things which remain and strengthen the things that is ready to die. If your joy is ready to die,
amen,
we can strengthen them. I've been calling on God.
Amen.
Listen, when the storm's hanging low, when the storm's is raging in our life, just pray. We can pray our way out of trouble.
Amen. Amen.
Listen, my heart's desire today, and I know your heart's desire, and I know you've been saved.
Hallelujah.
I got all kinds of confidence in you. You probably walk as close, closer than I do. Let's walk up the heavenly highway. I'm praying, and our hearts is all right, that we can see each other, loved ones saved. Help us. We got loved ones that's lost in a world and out of darkness. You know what? I held a revival with a man a few years ago. You know what he told me? He got up to preach one night. And he said he was an orphan boy. He said one time in one of the northern big cities, he said his mom took him. He said it was 4 or 5 years ago. He said, "Preacher, I can remember it." He said, "She set me down on a busy sidewalk." He said, "The crowd was outrageous." And with tears flowing down his face, he said, "I seen my mom fade in a crowd. Never seen her no more."
God help.
How sad.
Yes. That's right.
Listen. Yeah. And that's not just one or two, but it's all over everywhere.
Amen. Yes. Amen.
Listen. Amen. My. But he said an old colored woman come by. Late in the evening, he said, "I cried my eyes out." He said, "Mom," he said, "I was praying, I asked him for mom, I want my mom." He said, "Every time somebody come by and ask me what was going on with me, and he said, when I tell them I wanted my mama, she went that way. Never seen her no more." He said, "They just turned and walk off." He said, "This old colored lady picked him up, and she kept telling him that Jesus would heal his achy, breaky heart." You know what? And he said, the old colored woman kept him and sent him to school. And he said, whenever the song come out, he said, "I know it's a sinful song," but he said, "whenever that song come out, my achy, breaky heart," he said, "I remember what the old colored woman said." And he wrote a song about Jesus. I only one in ten. I will heal your achy, breaky heart.
Amen.
And I've got that tape. I've never seen that man since. I held a revival with him. But man, he just broke my heart. Because he experienced things that I didn't experience. Me and you was loved. We was growed up and under a home that was loved and sending up prayers. Gee, we growed up with Jesus. I did. Yes. I don't know about you, but I growed up with Jesus.
Amen.
The name Jesus, I was very familiar around my dad and mom's home. I listened, and they told us how do we respect the house of God and the name of Jesus. I listened, and they told me if I would trust in him. I listened, I was a lot of years before I trusted him. I found Jesus had to be a number one friend.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
When the joy begins to die, just call on Jesus.
Father.
And he'll lift us up.
Amen. Yes. Praise God.
When your loved ones is out somewhere, you don't know where they're at.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, you don't know if you'll ever see them again.
Amen.
But Jesus knows where they are.
Amen. Yes.
And he said, "Ask and we'll receive. We ask and believe hard enough. We may not ever see them again, but he'll take care of them."
Yeah,
I believe that with all my heart.
Amen.
I believe that. Yeah. Listen, it's important that we build on a righteous foundation.
Yes.
My heart's desire and praying to God is that you can have a great revival.
Amen, brother.
And all the Christians will be strengthened.
Amen.
Picked up. There's joy in serving Jesus.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
I've got one more scripture that I'd like to read. We're coming to a close. If I can find it.
Praise God.
In Galatians. The second chapter, 20th verse. He said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ live in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God.
Yes, amen.
Listen to this. Who loved me and gave himself for me.
Amen.
On Calvary.
Amen.
Yes. I've never been to Calvary. I've never seen the old rugged cross. But whenever the Lord saved me, he gave me a cross to carry.
Praise
God. Amen. It gets heavy sometimes. But we must endure our cross. I despise the shame. Enduring all the way. Under the doorway of death.
Right.
And Jesus is there. Take us home. Yeah. I don't worry about it after death. Because I'll be free from this sin curse.
Amen,
brother.
Amen. The few scattering remarks.
Man,
what would you give for an exchange?
Oh, yes.
If we lost our soul.
That's right.
If we lost our life to sin. Yes. But I lost my life to righteousness.
Thank you, Lord
God.
Thank you.
Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
And the Bible said that there's two laws. Paul said, I saw a law in my memories. A warring against the inner man.
No.
Listen, it's renewed day by day.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. And the devil will take you out if he can.
Amen.
He will start off trying to establish your own righteousness. I'll do when it's convenient for me. I go to church when it's convenient. When I go when I want to. You ever hear that?
Yes.
Somebody say, well, I'll go when I get ready. I get saved when I get ready.
That's right.
Wrong.
That's right, brother.
Amen.
Wrong. Oh,
Jesus said, all that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast them out.
Amen.
And no man cometh unto me except the Father.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I'm glad one day the Lord convicted me of my sins. Ain't it joy to have sickness in your family or your loved ones and you've got the power to kneel down and ask God to go to them and believe with all your heart that he does.
Right.
And he does. There's power in prayer.
Right.
On the faith.
Amen.
That we live.
Yes.
Right.
Listen. Praise the Lord. I'm glad I was crucified one day with Christ.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And when I was crucified, then I was buried with him.
Amen.
When I was buried with him in a liquid grave, I represent the death, the burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. When I come up out of that liquid grave, I begin to walk in newness of life.
Amen.
As a new person.
Yes. Praise God.
A new creature. Old things have passed away.
Amen.
Behold, all things are new.
That's right.
Praise
the Lord.
Now, I don't know nothing about you or your life or nothing like that. Don't even want to. But if you have a need to pray, get closer. Maybe there's somebody you need to pray for. And maybe you need to have a closer walk with Jesus. Lay everything aside that aggravates your mind from day to day. That hinders you from thinking about Jesus. You want to be a better soldier for a revival? I'm going to give you a change. Listen, I don't know anything about you. Listen, but every once in a while I have to go back and renew my covenant. Remember me, Lord?
Oh, yeah.
I'm a little old boy that's been running around over these hills all these years. But you know me every step that I took.
Right.
He knows me where I was at, what I was doing, and where my heart's at.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Amen.
Ain't you glad you're saved?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I like to get a verse of a song and stand. If you don't need to pray for yourself, pray for me. When you don't have nothing else to pray for me.
Yes.
Or there's somebody lost, one up down the road. I don't even know where their names are. But there's somebody's loved one maybe our prayer will go up to pray for them. If you have a need to pray,
yes, God,
you come and pray.
Oh, thank you.
That's the same tonight.
Thank you, man.
Amen. Amen. I'd rather be an old-time Christian than anything I know.
Amen.
Yes. Anything I've ever experienced in this life.
Yes.
I'd rather be an old-time Christian. Just as I am, Lord, this side of eternity.
Amen.